Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, my little friends.
Hey.
How are you?
Super. How are you?
Good.
Are you?
I am.
All right, good.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Phew. No, just excited. We have Vinny and I have a, what is that thing tonight?
It's like a
client
gathering
meeting. Yeah. Should be fun.
It's a party. It's actually called
a
party.
It is a party. Michael Franti's playing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's private though. You know, we got to come back into the city for it. Or actually Vinny, I think, is staying all day. Vinny's going to, you know.
What are you going to do
find,
in between?
Find
yeah,
things
what are you
to...
going to do? I'm curious to know that
Guitar
too.
Center?
Yeah,
bananas.
Right?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm just gonna roam around. I can't check into any place until later. And
until what? 3?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Something like that. Mm. Whatever. It's you know what?
I guess you can go downtown
I
or
love
Union
my
Square.
Job.
Oh my god, I know. Yeah. Like
I
once
love
in a
my
while,
job
we come
so
and
much.
Kiss a little ass. Well, I'm down with it.
Mm.
Mwah.
I don't need the event itself. Oh, God.
Is the camera on that?
Nope.
Seems like you should have the lights on in there so people can see all the little things that are.
The event itself is easy.
Yeah.
It's the 48, you know, it's the staying all day and then staying all night and then staying all day. And like, that's the part where I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But the event, shake hands and say hi to people.
Sure.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. It's easy.
You know
easy
me.
To do. Yes. I do know you.
Happy to chat you up.
I know.
You'll be on the third floor and hearing Vinny's voice from the second or first floor.
No, there's no place you can go in the same building and not hear Vinny's voice.
Whatever, man.
It's great. No, I'm going to just stay with Vinny and then I can just be quiet and sip my drink and...
You'll be the reserved one.
I'll listen to what he has to say.
Whatever.
You know, what's on his mind today? Let's find out. No, it should be fun though. It'll be good. But it's funny because it's actually not funny at all. Something is going on with my car.
Oh, no.
I know. I just got new tires on. Like, I got it all done last week while we were on vacation. Put it in the shop. Uh-huh. Got new tires. Got new brake something or other. All this stuff. And so this morning, I get in it, and I'm pulling out of my house. And I'm like, uh-oh. I only have, like, a 20% charge. Like, normally overnight, it would charge all... It's an electric car, so it... would charge all the way up, and I'm like, okay, so... Because it was plugged in.
It's a combo, right?
Well, it does have... It has, like, a backup
one gallon of gas.
Yeah, which I can get, you know, probably 30 miles on. I don't really know exactly how much. But, you know, I used up all the charge. So if there's something up with my charger when I get home, I'm not going to be able to charge the thing up. Anyway, having a little bit of stress about that because I got to come back into the city and... I don't know.
I just got a text that something you just said was a surprise. Don't say it again.
Oh, shoot.
Oh,
darn it all.
Way
I did
to go.
Not know. Well, it's all over the itinerary. I didn't know.
That's
I'm so
our
sorry.
Itinerary.
Sorry. I won't say it again. Oh, my God. Who texted you?
What happened?
Is it Greg? Is Greg super mad now?
No.
Oh no! Oh my God! I'm so sorry. Oh Jesus! Why do I even talk? Why do I
just
even open my
secret?
Mouth?
Yeah. She sure
no,
did.
No, she didn't.
Oh man!
Oh my God! Can we erase this part of the show? Don't tell. Do not. Don't post this part until tomorrow or something.
Just don't post it. The world will go on without us. Fine.
Yes. Take down the. Stop the Facebook Live. Stop the presses.
Why don't you just start from Alice 7370 anymore?
Well, I guess someone should have told us that it was a surprise.
Yeah, someone should have put it in there that it was a surprise. I didn't know. It was a surprise to me when I saw it.
Not you, Michelle.
That's surprising. Hey, Brent,
Vaughn?
Tell Vaughn to shut off the Facebook Live and restart it, and I'll pretend we just started the show. Ready?
Can you do that, Vaughn?
3, 2, 1, shut it down.
Okay, he's doing it right
give
now.
Me
give him a second.
Yeah, give me a thumbs up, and then we'll just start the whole show over.
It's going to take a minute. You remember, we're dealing with our...
We'll do that with the podcast, too.
Yeah, do it. Just start it right here. Ready? Hold on.
No, he's not ready yet.
Hold on, he's switching computers.
Just tell me when. Just tell me when to start.
Start the blues walk over, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, hold on. Yeah, okay. Let me do that.
Act like you're really tired.
Yeah, but act like I'm really... Okay, ready?
Go.
Oh, go. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, my God, you guys. It is so great to see you.
Yay!
Oh, hooray. Tuesday, the day we get everything done.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a great day to be in America.
Oh, that is for sure.
Did you have any rain on the way in, Vin?
None.
Oh, did you have a little rain?
No, I did use my windshield wipers at first when I first left the house, you know, to clean things off, but
I am a little worried about the next couple of days.
There's the storms today.
North Bay first today, and then build up.
Tomorrow's supposed to be the bad day, though. Tomorrow night.
I have a feeling we'll have rain this evening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here in
the city.
That's
what it sounds like for sure.
Right.
So. Vinny and I are coming back into the city. You know, we have a thing to do tonight.
Right. That should be fun.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying about your car earlier, I heard?
Oh, yeah. Brian.
Yeah, I got some new tires on my car.
Expensive
little bastards.
But what about your battery? Yeah, the tires are crazy
expensive. They're so
expensive.
Yeah. I'm like,
How much were those tires?
$1,200
For that little car?
I know.
Yeah, well, they're very unique.
They're so thin. Special tire, but
yeah, but they're not even performance tires.
No, they're not.
Like on they're a truck like, or something. Are they the flat ones? Those ones.
Yeah, they are.
There's something about these tires, right? They've got like little chambers or something. Like they're not. They're not like just an empty tire. I don't know how tires.
I didn't know about
exactly.
that. I've changed one, and it didn't seem like it was anything different.
No, it wasn't.
Different.
No, it's supposately some different thing. Like, that's how the run flat thing works, right?
Someone sold a line.
Whatever. He goes, the guy calls me, he's like, so, if it was summer, I'd just say you could rotate them, but you have 0 millimeters on the back ones and or something. And he's like, just get new tires. I'm like, okay.
And then
Just get new tires.
Just spend $1,200.
Yeah.
Plus, I've had it
for 4 years, and these are the first tires, so I guess I'll...
That's pretty good.
It's
not that bad.
Yeah. You don't want to risk your life.
Although, for 4 years, what are you at, 12,000 miles?
No, I have... There's about 20,000 miles on it after 4 years. Maybe more, like 25,000 miles.
What do you put on it a year, Vin?
20 a year or more.
Goodness.
Probably 30 a year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got a long drive. Yep. I mean, that is the reality of the situation.
That's why I bought that diesel engine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what are you spending for tires? Or have you changed your tires? You haven't had that vehicle for too long.
We changed tires when it wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
While I was away from her.
When you were in the Prius.
Your baby.
Yeah. So the tires are good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tires are a thing. You know, it starts raining, you're like... Boy, I should have some tires. Mm-hmm. I've actually felt in that car in the past, like, it's so light that when it's super rainy out, I don't feel really stable on it. Like, if it's windy and rainy, I
How about
like,
going
oh,
across
boy.
The bridge?
I know. And
Yikes.
So I was like, yes, I'll... Tires seem like a great idea.
But something's wrong with it.
Well, I don't know if something's wrong with it or not.
Tell Brent, because he didn't hear that part about the...
I had it plugged in yesterday and didn't charge. So I'm wondering...
That part never happened. Remember?
No, there was no other part.
That was off air.
That was before the show started.
Yeah, that was before the show started. Listeners, you brats, you better not say anything about this. I don't want any...
You guys are such good
actors.
So
your car still has the same charge as it did when you got home yesterday, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, so it has like a 20% charge right now.
Ooh. Why don't you borrow my charger right now, since I'm plugged in?
Well, actually, it would be a good experiment to see if it's my charger.
If it takes.
You know, because I'm on one of those. What's it called when
a trickle charge?
No. When you have something plugged in and then there's like a reset button on a GFI.
GFCI.
Yes, so that's what my thing. So I'm assuming that maybe that tripped at my house because I was plugged in and everything. So maybe that thing tripped and that's why I didn't charge.
That's possible. Yeah.
Screw those things. One of those things tripped at my house, and I don't know what tripped it, but the refrigerator was plugged into one of those.
Oh no!
And I couldn't figure out. At first, I was tripping because I'm all, what did the power go out? What
happened to the food in my fridge?
There wasn't even, it was like in the ice melt, and like the whole thing was a thing. And it turned out all I had to do was go click,
yep,
plug.
But the thing is, the fact that it tripped is the problem.
Right.
Like, why did it trip?
Right. Well, I think I know.
Is it going to trip again?
I know what happened at my place. There was some workers doing some things, and I think they
overloaded it.
I think they overloaded it. But I don't know what happened to your house. You guys are Dick and Chumley are on a break.
Yeah, one time it did. It has tripped one other time, and so I'll just check it when I get home. I mean, it's
not
that big.
Someone says, Yulcera, you should Google your car problem to see if perhaps cleaning the charger contacts will fix your issue.
Oh. Mm. Well, I'll tell you, Googling problems you're having is such a
great new part of modern life.
Well, I mean, really, all of a sudden you go, oh, everyone's having this problem. Mm-hmm. I'm not alone.
Yes.
And here's how you fix it.
There's a huge thread and a way to fix it.
Whatever it is, your dumb phone or your thing or that.
I know. Nice. It's definitely, the world is a cool place to live right now. Remember the olden days, man? You just wouldn't know the answer. You'd have to give up. You'd be like, yeah, I don't know. That's true or not. No one knows.
Buy a brand new one, whatever that is.
Just really about anything. Or you'd be like, okay, I really want to know. Hey, Mom, will you drive me to the library? Or,
I used
you know,
to
whatever.
Break out these orange encyclopedias my mom had bought us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I loved the encyclopedia.
Oh, we had like Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
Were those the orange ones?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they were orange. I, for some reason, remember them as red.
There's also the Book of Knowledge. There were like, you know, there were.
Look at Bryn's like, you old people.
No, I was thinking about, you're talking about the olden days, right? I saw this fun fact today, and it was that 70s show. It started 28 years after 1970, which means that right now we could have that 90s show, and it'd be the same amount of time.
Oh.
The orange encyclopedias look like their world book.
Oh, world book, yeah.
Okay.
I remember the world books.
I don't. Okay. I just know that when I needed to know something, I had to go there.
Yeah, you'd look it up in there.
You'd have to write, like, reports.
Yeah, I remember
books.
That.
Yeah.
I used to love, you know, we would, like, sit around, because there was, kids, listen, there was nothing to do. And during the day, there was nothing. It wasn't like there was, you know, you could watch a Price is Right or something, or a General Hospital, but there was nothing. So you'd go into your living room and you'd be like, oh, look, I think I'll read V in the encyclopedias. And you pick it up, you read about volcanoes and
vultures,
vampires.
Vampires weren't in there.
I don't know.
I would read about, I'd go for dogs.
Oh.
And I would just. Look at pictures of dogs and then study whatever breed they were and just go from there.
Just this morning, I saw, God, it's so funny we're talking about this. There's a kid, it's a boy, with his face against the windshield of a car.
Yeah.
And he's rolling down the window and it's dragging his face down and then it's dragging his face up and he's going back and forth like this for no reason.
Yeah.
And then boredom. And the note says, life before cell phones. And I'm like, boom.
It is.
That's kids entertaining themselves before we could just look at our hands.
You had to have something to do.
Yeah.
You had to find something.
We would, as kids, we would go to the bus stop and we'd sit at the bus stop and we'd play Cars. And we'd imagine which car. Yeah, you would say, that car, the blue car. And that was the car you wanted to get when you were old enough to drive. And so we would just go, that car.
That was your game called Cars?
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you
kick
kids
rocks.
Don't know how. Right.
See how far I can kick this rock right
here. Right. You'd set up little contests. I mean, you had to be out of the house. Your mom would be so sick of you, she'd be like, get out! And lock the door behind you.
You can buy the World Book Encyclopedia 2018 edition for $600 off right now.
Oh, my God. What's the price?
$600. So it's normally $1,200, but they're still making the World Book hardcovers.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
It is. I mean, I suppose if you have a library in your home, why wouldn't you have that? But other than that, like, what are you going to do with the, you know, 26
Wikipedia.
Volumes? Right. I have that already. I don't know. Worldbook.com.
I wouldn't give up that space. In my house,
I wouldn't either.
Well, sometimes you know you see some of these big McMansions and they've got a library in them. You got to have some books to put in there.
Why? Oh, so you can dust them?
I guess.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not doing it. Leave that. I like a good empty room. To tell you the truth, I think that's.
I can't stand an empty room.
Let me kick some shoes in. Oh, you're nuts!
Oh my God!
Let's just kick some shoes in there. That's what lives in that room. I'm fine with it.
This is a shoe storage room.
It bothers me that everyone, this is at my house, the feet, the like grind, we got to get that room. I'm like, relax. Yeah. We have space to work with. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's wait till we need it, and then let's go in there and do something.
That's the beauty of an open house when they stage it, too. It's like, there's nothing in there. That's why it looks so great.
Yeah.
Right, a couch, two chairs, and a lamp.
You know what lives in there?
Looks amazing.
Those slippers you got. Throw those in there. That's what lives in
there.
They
stage it, and there's no personal items anywhere.
So
no,
you would
no
love
box
my house,
of junk. I know.
You never know. Like a hotel. Someone live there.
You,
how, house.
How Johnny V has been able to get this past you, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because it seems like you run most shows that you are around.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Except that one.
He just seems to keep removing things.
I don't get it.
Waits for her to notice.
I don't get it at all.
Okay.
Where's that thing? Is the garage pretty packed?
Yeah, with his stuff.
You don't get to have any room in the garage, even?
No.
Doesn't
I don't
make
have anything
any
in the
sense.
Garage.
At all.
He likes it to be nice and clean. Spare.
Do you get that full-length mirror yet?
No.
Do you get that ironing board yet?
It's under the bed.
Oh, yeah, that's a good place
Lives
for
under the
it.
Bed.
Is it?
Yeah, I haven't pulled it out since he put it under the bed.
Where's the iron?
You don't need that anyway.
The washer.
Sure you do.
I pulled out my button shirt for tonight's event, threw it in the dryer for 10, and then went, whack!
There's that wrinkle
ready
stuff, too.
So are you guys...
You can spray
stuff
that.
Is great.
Are you guys hosting this?
No.
No.
Oh.
Not that we know of.
You want to go?
Nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing.
I have nothing.
I have nothing. What
are you guys talking about?
We're just going. We're going to go stand somewhere.
Oh, you're just going to stand somewhere?
We're not going anywhere.
I don't know what our deal is.
Exactly. Is all there is to it.
What if they hand you a run-a show 1 hour before it begins?
Little mix and mingle. I'd be fine with that. I'm
fine.
I already have a run-a show.
Oh.
Just do it.
Run a show for what?
We are Greg Nemitz's bitches.
They have to host something.
We're happy to be there.
What did you just say? Greg Nemitz's bitches?
Yeah. Whatever he wants.
Make the kissing sound.
Oh, your gargling is... Boy, Greg's getting it good today.
Is he?
He's going to get that, too?
Sure.
I told you that I need
her to be there.
That's
what our boss
wants. You know, I need my people there.
You think we're going to get grilled cheese with Susan?
Oh, are you coming?
No, like after the show, like right after the show.
Did you talk to Susan yesterday?
I didn't. I'll text her.
Oh, Susan's in town?
Yeah.
She'll
you don't think she's
tonight
going to this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course she is.
Oh, that'll be fun. I love her. That'll be good. I'll hang out.
Hang out for a minute.
Yeah.
We doing a secret show today, too?
Uh-huh. Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
Lucky.
Oh, you're invited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. See you there. See you at the secret show. It's going to be great.
Oh, man. Susan is in town, and we had to start the whole show over this morning.
Oh, no. She's...
Oh, don't.
Shh. What are you talking about?
Crunch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
Yeah. Look at that, babe.
Let's play a song.
Yeah.
Should we?
Yeah.
Songs here are fun.
Yeah. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's Taylor Swift, you guys.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.